Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us as he does each Tuesday, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, a big deal yesterday, and it has to do with GlobalFoundries, IBM, and two states, Vermont and New York.
That's right. GlobalFoundries, which operates the massive new chip factory in Saratoga County, will take over IBM's computer chip manufacturing operations in both Dutchess County and Essex Junction, Vermont. According to our story today by our technology reporter, Larry Rulison, it's going to cost IBM big time. They'll pay GlobalFoundries $4.7 billion in this deal. It includes $1.5 billion in cash that will go to GlobalFoundries, which will become the exclusive provider of high-end microprocessors that power IBM's leading-edge servers, including the supercomputers like that famous Watson that was on Jeopardy. John Kelly III, who's the director of research at IBM and happens to be a Capital Region native, called it a very exciting day at the Monday announcement. He championed IBM's research partnership with the entity now known as SUNY Polytechnic Institute in Albany. And it was called good news for Albany by Elaine Collieros, who's the CEO of SUNY Poly. He told the Times Union he expects the deal to increase the job totals for both companies in Albany. And IBM currently employs about 3,100 employees in Albany, and he hopes that that will grow. Top state officials praised the new arrangement. Governor Andrew Cuomo said it was the best possible outcome that preserves jobs in New York and ensures obligations that the state were made by IBM will be fulfilled. He said they're both world-class companies and they'll continue New York's rich legacy of innovation.
Well, we've learned more about the vote on red light cameras in Albany, which passed 11-4 last night.
Yeah, 20 intersections in the city of Albany will soon have red light cameras. These devices will photograph violators and mail them fines. The vote by the Common Council last night capped a contentious debate that revolved around the need for cameras. Supporters argued it will make the streets safer, and those against it urged elected officials to look at other options. They say that it's more of a revenue raiser for a financially struggling city than really a safety measure. Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey, who co-sponsored a bill in the state legislature that allows these cameras in Albany, said the intent behind the red light cameras was to change behavior, not to be punitive. One of the council members, Frank Camisso Jr., was frustrated, saying the entire process was in question. He wondered how the city was expecting $2 million in revenues in the next year from this. He said that needed to be investigated further. Another councilman did point out that the city is in tough financial shape. They're talking about closing a firehouse in part of the city, so maybe the money they save through these cameras will help pay for that.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more, go to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.